Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's Community Affairs and Events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of. And visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's finest educational website. We always start the program with somebody from Kirtland Community College. Today we have Chris Perriott from Kirtland. Chris is with the Police Academy. And also involved in security over at Kirtland Community College. And Chris, unfortunately, we had an incident at Michigan State that has, you know, shaken educators to the core, not only in Michigan, but across the state. And first and foremost, I know you're along with me and everything else about our prayers and thoughts and just how tragic this event has been.
Very, very tragic. Each one is—it's just ridiculous that this continues to happen.
You know, when I first sent my daughter to Wisconsin, now this is 12, 13 years ago, they had amazing security in the dorms. You know, they had cameras and key cards and everything else. But on a campus like Michigan State's, the union and a lot of the classrooms are open. And so this seems to be, a breeding ground now for unhinged people to take out. I don't even understand the mindset of how somebody gets into their head that they just want to start unloading bullets at students.
Well, that's because you're sane.
But my wife thinks otherwise sometimes. But
some may argue that, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, the situation is very different at Kirtland with a contained building. And pretty much lockdown, you have to have access to get in.
Well, if you have buildings that have access to the public, that's going to be the issue. So you have to look at how do we secure that building. And this has been going on, since
Columbine
in 99, and how do we harden soft targets, but still have it as a welcoming environment, right?
Yeah.
So you have to, yes, exactly. You're walking that line. But, if you're going to have buildings that are open to the public, these individuals can walk off, especially MSU. I mean, that campus is just gigantic.
Yeah.
My son visited there when he graduated high school, and that's one of the reasons he didn't go, was because it was just too big.
You're right.
It's one of the largest campuses in the country.
Tell me about it.
So you're gonna have issues, And then, in the law enforcement community with the reduction in law enforcement officers, we just don't have as many cops on the street. So you don't have that. So, unfortunately, these are the kind of issues that are gonna arise when you have those kind of problems.
I know you spend hours and hours of training dealing with all of these scenarios. It's an unfortunate thing, as you mentioned, Columbine. I was in the security business at that time. And all the amount of requests for proposals to have cameras and door locks and key cards and everything else ramped up our business 2,000,000%. And it's a sad state of affairs because, you have such limited dollars and you got to spend so much money securing your buildings. So it cuts out after school programs and things like that. But you've been in law enforcement for how long?
27 years.
I mean, how much of your time now is spent training and reviewing these types of situations? I mean,
right.
50% of the time, right?
Right. It's a lot. And folks got to remember that, schools are not the number one target for these individuals. It's places of commerce.
Yeah.
And it's 2-1. So your workplace violence it far outnumbers schools.
Yeah.
So that's why businesses have really taken the step to lock the doors, have better security, cameras, all of that. So it's something that the schools have done, but we still see issues on these open campuses.
Yeah.
And that's where they're probably going to have to look at that and say, hey, we're not going to be able to do that anymore, and you're going to have key card access to get into these buildings.
Yeah. They're going to have to be a little bit more lenient with kids arriving a few minutes late to class and things like that, just because I agree with you. I mean, that obviously that's the next step, unless we're going to start really enforcing gun laws, gun control. I mean, I don't. It's just it's such a big question.
Well, and you know, you have to look at each case, you know, and the things that are coming out with this MSU case, you know, there may have been some problems with.
He bought the guns legally, but they weren't registered. I don't, you know.
Well, you know, if he would have been convicted in 2019 of that. Of the felony,
yeah,
you know, and it doesn't matter. He doesn't need to go to prison; just have the felony on his record, and then the FBI, when they did the background check, would have flagged it, and he wouldn't have been able to purchase the guns.
Right.
You know? Now, would he be able to pick up a stolen gun off the street? Sure.
Yeah.
But at least he wouldn't have been able to taken that step to buy one legally. And I think that's another area that needs to be looked at is that you know you don't have to send these folks to prison, but you know when I first started my career. We had so many individuals that were arrested for felonies, and they would just plead it down just to get the cases through.
Right.
And these folks didn't have felonies on their records.
So they're still allowed to buy guns. You know, and you're right about the illegal market. It's much harder to get a gun in the state of Illinois than it is in the state of Michigan. They have a 14-day waiting period, and they take really deep dives into it. But, you know, that's where all, you know, Chicago still has the highest murder rate in the state. And all those people are doing it with illegal guns.
Right.
So.
Right. And anywhere you look and see, the states that have the strictest gun control have some of the highest gun crimes.
Yeah, it's so puzzling. And the worst part about it is when I talk to my son, who's a senior at Kalamazoo College, is that this is the only country in the world that this happens in. You know, I know it's the land of the free. Mm-hmm. But my God, you know, it just makes it in so many ways it just makes no sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think mental health is a huge problem, and they keep talking about it, but nobody wants to do anything.
Well, it takes money, it takes effort, and you know, and sometimes the results take a long time.
Right.
It's not like you can counsel somebody once,
right.
And you know, locking them up. I know we have a big problem, but a lot of times that's a big help.
Right. Well, I mean, you look at you know. Back in the day when you had these institutions that these folks went to.
Yeah.
And then when they let everybody out and then relied on law enforcement to lock these people up, and these people don't belong in jail. You know, they belong under a doctor's care.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something to look at and say, hey, listen, you're going to have to bite the bullet, spend the money, build these institutions, and, you know.
Rebuild them. I mean, look at, you know, the Traverse City, Grand Traverse Commons was a huge mental institution.
Right.
There's like 9 or 10 of them around the state that are all closed.
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's really we used to be able to make our citizens more mentally effective.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
But switching gears,
mm-hmm.
I know we didn't plan to come in and talk about this, but I thought it was important. So thanks. It was a godsend that it was you that shows up here today. But you've got the torch or the 5K coming up.
Yes, April 18th, I believe it is,
uh-huh.
Right here at Hanson Hills. We're going to be running the Frozen 5K for Special Olympics for the Law Enforcement Torch Run.
Hopefully not frozen, but...
Yeah, that's why we kind of put it... Which you never know in Grayling.
Yeah.
You never know.
Never know in April in Northern Michigan,
April.
That's for sure.
Never know.
It'll be 70 or 7 below.
That's right. So, yeah, so we'll be running that, and we've partnered with Q100. And folks that register, and they show up, they can put their name in the drawing. And you folks have been kind enough to donate a really nice gift for the... person that we draw at the end of the race, so
yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
This and all the proceeds are going to Special Olympics.
All goes to Special Olympics. Yep, you register right on their website, and it's on our website, on our Facebook page, and then you guys are going to have a link as well.
Is that Kirtland's Facebook page or
Criminal Justice? Kirtland Criminal Justice.
Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're looking for runners, and we're looking for donors.
That's correct. Either one. If you don't want to run, you can still donate.
Yep. Or you can, yeah, and show up and cheer.
You can show up and cheer. You sure can.
Chris Perriott from Kirtland Community College, thanks so much for joining us, and thanks for helping keeping our students safe here at Kirtland.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli in downtown Grayling.
6.3. Q100.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio on the phone with Dr. Prashanthi Yelavarthi, who's a cardiologist with Munson Healthcare. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. I know that you had some things that you wanted to speak about health heart care.
That's right. You know, February is American Heart Month, so it's a good time to remind everybody about heart disease and talk about the symptoms of heart attack and symptoms that they might be feeling at the time.
Yeah, please go over that because, you know, just a couple of days ago, I had, you know, some chest pains that I wrote off to heartburn, and it seemed to be that way, and I'm fine now. But, you know, a lot of people just want to ignore some warning signs that could get you into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the biggest symptoms to look out for are having chest pain or discomfort, but a lot of people can present with different symptoms, which include back pain, shoulder pain, pain going up into their jaw, and some people can present with just nausea and an overwhelming sense of fatigue and sweating.
Yeah, is there like a combination that is a high alert? Like, you know, I didn't have any of those other items, you know, I just had a little pressing, actually the pain was on my right side, you know, around my rib cage, but I didn't, you know, I had no trouble breathing or being dizzy or anything else. But is there like a one,
yeah,
two, three? Okay, if you get to three, you really need to, you know, go to the clinic.
Yeah, I would say if you start noticing chest pressure, especially when you start doing activity, that means that your heart's not getting enough blood flow. And if you typically notice chest pressure that goes into your left shoulder or jaw, that's really concerning for us.
Uh-huh. So that is time to forget ignoring and have somebody take you to
please don't be driving if you're having those symptoms.
Yeah.
Tell somebody else to drive you or call 911.
Yeah, I've heard that story before. Yeah, I didn't feel so good. I drove myself to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Okay, good deal.
No, the dangerous thing is you can have dangerous heart rhythms if you're having a heart attack that can cause you to pass out. And if you're driving, not only could you potentially hurt yourself, you can hurt other people on the road as well.
When you have your annual checkups, those are some things that you need to discuss with the doctor. How often you should be having stress tests and things like that?
So stress tests are only recommended if you're having symptoms. So if you don't have symptoms, there's really no need to do them prophylactically. And a lot of times we ask people, how are you feeling? How are you doing? How much activity have you been doing? And if we notice that there's a decreased, you know, activity level or energy, a lot of times people kind of hide their symptoms because they say, oh, I feel fine. I'm not having any chest pressure, but they haven't been walking or doing anything.
Right.
So we kind of have to see them to look at those symptoms a little more closely.
I don't remember the name of the test. I was speaking to a good friend of mine who is in about my age and in pretty good shape. He owns a health club, and I used to work out with him and everything else. And his cousin is a cardiologist, and she recommended that he have I think it was a blood test or an oxygen test that was not part of standard care, but revealed that he had serious blockage in two of his arteries, and he ended up having, you know, an angioplasty. And she said that it was, you know, very important that he had taken that test. What is the protocol around those items? Can you think of the test that I just was mentioning?
I wonder if you're talking about a coronary CT scan.
I think that's exactly what it was. Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah. Of course. So a coronary CT scan is like a CT scan where it just takes a few minutes, but it takes a look at your blood vessels in the heart and sees if there's a lot of calcium in there and if there's any significant blockages.
Yeah, I know that unless you've had a history or that's most people's health insurance would count that as elective and you'd end up paying for it, unless retrograde, you have to have the procedure.
Yeah, that's right. A lot of times when we order it, it's good for us to know how much calcium there is because we can, one, decide if you need a procedure, and two, even if you don't, we can decide if you need cholesterol medications to prevent that from getting worse. But as you said, unfortunately, insurance may not always cover it.
But as I said, it prevented this friend of mine from having a heart attack. And
yeah.
Once you have the heart attack, you're in a lot worse shape than doing something to prevent it.
That's right. It's always easier to prevent it than to deal with, you know, all of the hospitalizations after it.
My, you know, I get a blood work done before all of my checkups now. I'm in my 60s. And although my HDL and LDLs are okay, I've been taking fish oil, but the last time I talked to them, my doctor recommended that I take another dose of it at night, which I've been doing. What do you think about fish oil and some other things that to keep people, their heart a little bit healthier?
Yeah, I think fish oil is a great option. Depending on how bad the cholesterol levels are, sometimes depending on what your risk score is for having heart disease, we put people on cholesterol pills called statins or Zetia.
Right.
And recently there's actually been injections that have come out over the past few years that also work really well for cholesterol issues.
Really?
Okay.
Obviously, you know, doing mild exercise, getting your heart rate up, doing mall walking or whatever is always recommended. Quit smoking. What are some other things people can do, you know, to just keep their heart healthier, especially as we get older? Because just like everything else, these are when these symptoms like the calcium, increased calcium in your arteries can build up as well.
Yeah, absolutely. The biggest thing is really, as you mentioned, the mall walking and just trying to get out there and doing some activity to get your heart rate up. In the winter in Upper Michigan, it's always really hard to go outside, especially when we have weather like this outside.
Sure.
But just trying to be active, eating a healthy diet, which involves, you know, less red meat, more fish and chicken, decreased fried food are the biggest thing to do.
Yes, eating a little bit healthier, you know, look at keto plans, things like that, that take a little bit less stress. We all know, we all love double cheeseburgers, but, you know, they're not necessarily.
Maybe not every day.
Yeah. Or no, let's have the double cheeseburger, no french fries. Or
yes,
or
right.
Cut out the milkshake.
Yep, or just one cheeseburger, not the double cheeseburger.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to bring up, but we are in winter, is snow shoveling. I know this is a real issue. People drop dead a lot shoveling snow.
Yes, it is an issue. Mainly what happens is when you put your heart under stress and you don't realize it, because for the rest of the winter you're not really doing much activity,
right.
You can sometimes have a plaque rupture, which can cause a heart attack. So if you're out there doing activity and you feel uncomfortable, please call 911.
Yeah, you know, maybe it's been a year. I mean, we're talking a little bit. I'm sure everybody's had to shovel their driveway or their walkway once or twice. But if, especially under those circumstances, if you feel uncomfortable, that is a true warning sign because you're doing something well outside your comfort zone.
Absolutely. We talked about earlier, don't drive. Just call 911 or have someone else bring you to the hospital.
Dr. Yelavarthy, I'm sure you have some of this information on the Munson Healthcare website as well.
Yes, we do. And you can also ask your primary care if you need to see us to refer you to come see us, and we're happy to take care of you.
What was the name of that? The calcium what? CT scan? Or CT scan?
Yeah. It's a coronary CT scan with calcium score.
Right, your calcium score. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks for taking the time out to help us be healthier here on Northern Focus.
Yes, I appreciate it. You guys have a good day.
Thank you. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli in Grayling. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is joined live in studio with my good friend Tracy Perdue Smith from the Higgins Lake and Roscommon Chamber of Commerce. And it's that time of year, Tracy, the Higgins Lake Roscommon Winterfest.
Yes, and it actually looks like it should be Winterfest time this morning.
Yeah, we get blasted today.
Yes.
But how many Winterfests have we had now? What's the number?
Okay, so actually I found that out this morning.
Good.
The Houghton Lake Resort has been posting pages from the past, the front pages.
Yeah.
And it was in 1995. They said it was their sixth Winterfest. Okay. So that makes it 33.
Wow. Lucky 33.
Yes.
So things kick off later on today, right?
Yes. Actually, at 10 o'clock, they will start at Cross Country Ski Headquarters all day long. They're going to offer the skiing with your badge. And then it's...
Well, tell people where that's at, because a lot of people come from other places than Higgins Lake and Roscommon to celebrate this.
Yes. So they are on the east side of Higgins Lake. It's Cut Road.
Right.
And they are right in there where you would turn to go to the lake in Garish Township.
Okay.
So that is where that goes on. And from 3 to 5:30, we have pizza donated by BC's Pizza.
Cool,
so,
yeah.
So we're going to have pizza and pop for them.
That will be at the ski headquarters.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then also we have the Cut River Grill and Silver Dollar offer dinner and drink specials tonight. And we'll be in there selling our badges and a raffle ticket.
Yeah, it's a party at the Silver Dollar both tonight and tomorrow night.
Yes.
Yeah.
And those girls are really excited in there. They have a lot of fun stuff planned.
That's cool. And then, but Saturday is just a bevy of activity.
Lots of stuff going on. And for the cost of a $5 badge,
right,
you get pancake breakfast.
Right. Where's the pancake breakfast this year?
That is, again, at the Lyon Township Hall.
Okay.
The Fire Hall.
Right.
And then we partnered with them, so most of the festival is over there, and they've been helping me with setup.
Oh, cool.
So we've got a great thing going there, and we'll do the chili cook-off there, the kids' activities, horse and wagon rides.
Uh-huh.
All that stuff is taking place at Lyon Township Fire Hall in Park 27 next door. And if you're going to Google that, it is 10635 North Harrison Road.
10635 North Harrison.
North Harrison, Roscommon.
But we're still having the crazy cardboard sled race.
At Pioneer Hill.
Yeah.
Yes. We don't have any other hills big enough to do that, but yes, we have that going.
That thing is a gas. Now, can people? When can you register up to?
Right up until, so registration starts at 9:30 in the core school there on the hill. So
right.
We can do it inside.
Yep.
So we'll keep warm. And then the race will start about 10:30.
Yep. The only two products that you can use is tape and cardboard.
Yes, and you can paint it.
Yes, you can paint it.
So I've seen some funny pictures over the years.
Oh, we did it. Unfortunately, our staff is a lot less than it used to be. We were in it a number of times. We won the thing once.
Somebody told me that.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, we had pictures.
We had some pretty cool sleds. The younger folks that we had working for us have now moved on to other careers and things like that. But, yeah, it's a really fun event. How long does that go on for? They start the racing at 10?
10, and it's usually over by 11:30.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because there's different heats. You win your one race, and then you race with the other winners, and then then the champion is declared.
Yes, and then...
if the sled holds up.
If the sled holds up. And then Mel's Pine Pantry is offering a warming center afterwards for the people that participate in
awesome.
The race. And they're just down the road there, so you'll want to make sure you go over there, too.
Are we still doing broom ball?
We're planning on it so far.
Okay.
The weather has really not been cooperative.
Yeah, I know. Something. Higgins Lake is it takes a while for it to freeze, and the last week has been dicey. Like, I live on Fife Lake, and people pulled their shanties off earlier in the week.
Yes, that has been happening.
Yep.
So we just want everybody to be safe, and we have a lot of other fun things to do. The badge is going to get you into all that stuff. So the pancake breakfast, the hot dog lunch, chili cook-off, which is a lot of fun. We have seven or eight entered in that.
The chili cook-off is not at the McMillan Center anymore?
Nope.
Okay, this is going to be at the firehouse.
Yep,
yeah, okay.
All over at the fire hall. Yep,
yep,
all of that over there. So
all right.
It is.
So one-stop shop this year.
It's all right there.
Yeah.
Except for you got to run down the road a little bit for the race.
For the race, but yeah.
Yep.
And then all this information is still on the HLRCC website.
Website and Facebook. Facebook is real quick to run in there and grab it. Higgins Lake Roscommon Chamber or Winterfest. Higgins Lake Roscommon Chamber. any changes I'll make today because I'm running will go on that Facebook page.
Right. Or if you have want to be a bigger part of it, you can call Tracy at 989-275-8760.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great Winterfest.
Thanks. We're looking forward
to it. Oh, yeah. It's always a great time. One of those great Northern Michigan events that a lot of people don't know about, but slide in and spend some time there either late this afternoon or for sure tomorrow morning and afternoon. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Mark Vick from the Northern Michigan Center. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. Made it through the roads this morning and didn't end up in the ditch. Didn't see anybody in the ditch.
No, I didn't see any. I didn't see any issues with that.
Yeah.
You guys are having a bridal show next weekend.
Yeah, not this Sunday. The following Sunday,
yep.
February 19th. We are doing the 5th annual Northern Slipper Wedding Expo, co-sponsored by us, the Northern Center in Houghton Lake, and the Glass Slipper Bridal Show, Bridal Suite, I should say, in West Branch. So Jessica over there at the Glass Slipper, she takes care of a lot of the bride things. She does wedding planning and obviously the gowns and all those types of things. So she's kind of the wedding expert, and we got the facility for it. So we teamed up, and this is our 5th one. It's hard to believe that we've been open this long to have a 5th annual wedding expo coming up. So
I know you have a lot of vendors already signed up, so it's not just Jessica and the Glass Slipper. There's a lot of people that do wedding planning, the flowers, the music, the whole thing. So it's a one-stop shop for folks that are planning their weddings.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what Jessica's kind of been our lead on, gaining and getting a bunch of other vendors signed up. So we've got catering, we've got photographers, we've got DJs, we've got bakers and all those types of vendors, you know, the types of things that brides are going to be looking for. So it is a one-stop shop for those brides, especially in our area. There's not a whole lot of wedding expos in the area, so people can come find some local vendors for their local weddings that are going to be here in the mid-central northern Michigan area, here in the Grayling, Houghton Lake, West Branch area. So it's a good one-stop shop, and it's a fun time.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of door prizes, and, you know, when a lot of brides get together, or potential brides, there's a lot of energy in the air.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And, of course, they're going to bring their moms or their mother-in-laws to be and those kind of folks, or their bridesmaids. So it's a pretty cool thing. Plus, they get to come to the Northern Center, which I know you guys host weddings there.
Yeah, we do weddings there, and Jessica's done a couple weddings with us. So, you know, we do some professional-type things. We have some beautiful weddings there at the Northern Center. We do the outdoor ceremony, indoor receptions for people. We got bar and catering right on site.
Yeah.
So we are a one-stop shop, too, when it comes to people. So it does give us a chance to highlight our facility.
What's the most people that you can host for a wedding there, Mark?
So if we really wanted to do a wedding, we could do a nice one for 450 people.
Wow.
We've got about 7,000 square feet of banquet space.
Wow.
Plus, I did not know that. A large basketball court.
You used to hear that a lot. You know, there's just no place to host a wedding over 200
150,
people.
150, 200.
Yeah, right.
And that was the key to our whole business model. It was like, let's go big. If we're going to do it, let's do it big. We can do all those wedding things and obviously other events too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we could do all those things leading up to, you know, whether it's bridal showers or baby showers or
rehearsal
dinners, all those types of things. So, you know, one of the highlights before we run too much out of time of the wedding expo itself is Jessica lines up a bunch of beautiful models and they actually do a live model runway show.
Oh, for the dresses.
For the dresses and that type of thing.
And not just wedding dresses, bridesmaids' dresses as well. Yeah.
So it highlights all that stuff. So what it does, it turns it into a fun day environment. You know, there's a cash bar. It's on a Sunday, so you can call it a Sunday fun day, a girl's day out.
Yep.
Bring all those girlfriends and the bridesmaids and maid of honors and mother-in-laws and come out and have a good time. So it's at 12 o'clock noon on Sunday, February 19th.
Right.
We go to about 3:30, and we got lots of
noon
prize
to 3:30,
packages.
That's okay.
Yeah, but we have lots of prize packages. badges, give away free food samples, cash bar, fun time. It's a really nice thing. And, and on top of it, like I said, you could visit all those vendors so you can kind of knock out a couple things while you're having a good time.
Well, there's a lot of people that's postponed some weddings because of COVID and everything else. So you're going to have a busy season this year.
Yeah, the last couple summers have been busy because that's the whole COVID thing.
Yep.
You know, knocked everybody's back. And a lot of people actually went and did a little wedding ceremony, but then they didn't do a big celebration until afterwards. So if there's some, I know there's some brides out there that are looking for that to a similar type of a thing. Like, hey, you know, we went.
I know you got married, but you didn't really have
the big time celebration.
Right.
So yeah, come on over. Check us out next Saturday down in Houghton Lake. And me and Jessica over the Glass Slipper, we'll get you lined up. But if you're a business that's looking for a vendor space, you know, we've got spaces still open for vendors, brides. You know, if you pre-register on our website, go to coachvic.net/wedding-expo, and you can pre-register. Brides get in for free. It's $5 at the door.
There you go.
So all that type of information, you can find. We do have a Facebook event with either my webpage or my Facebook page, the Northern Center, or Jessica the Glass Slipper. So if you guys want to try and find us, reach out to the Facebook thing or type in the Northern Slipper Wedding Expo in Houghton Lake and get all the contact information as a vendor or for the brides to pre-register.
That's fantastic, Mark. Thanks for coming in. And I saw that ad, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Let's celebrate some good things that are happening.
Yeah.
And nothing's more fun. Nothing's more important than the making, creating a new family.
Yep. And it's good to be back in the studio. You know, it's been a couple years, so
it has.
I got to go see what those sweet treats are you got out there in the.
You'll love that. You know, Peyton has done a couple of weddings with her cupcakes,
well,
so.
Send her down. We'll maybe get some samples down there so you can try some sweet treats and some food from the Fox Den restaurant there at the Northern Center, too, some samples. So
outstanding.
Come on down and join us.
Thank you, Mark Vick.
Thank you so much.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from the aforementioned Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli here in Grayling. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Sherry Coyne live in studio with my good friend, the Big Gator. How many years now have you been doing the Mike Weiland ski tribute race?
13 years, and well, it's Mike Weiland.
Mike Weiland?
Mike Weiland.
Okay, he wasn't my coach, I'm sorry.
Well, it's spelled Weiland.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, 13 years, it's been a great fundraiser for the ski teams. We try and do it every year. Hopefully this year the snow will hang around. We haven't missed a year. We move snow to make it happen. It's a great time. Lots of alumni, barbecue chicken wings.
Big Gator's famous barbecue chicken
wings.
Yeah,
yeah. $30 for adults, $10 for kids 18 and under. There's medals for everybody. So it's just a great opportunity to get out and ski on our local hill and help the ski teams.
Yeah, all the proceeds going to the ski teams, which you've been working a lot with.
Yes. I've been at it for about 20 years with this group of kids. The community backs us. It's a huge following. It's a great party, and you should come out and enjoy the day.
That is, what's the date again?
March 5th, which is the first Sunday in March. It's always the first Sunday in March. I'd like to also thank the Weiland family for giving me the opportunity to do this. They are a huge backer for us, and it helps. It's tremendous. Our ski team is just a great group of people. It's a family, and takes money to raise a family.
And you got some kids that are really excelling.
Yeah, our girls team is just fantastic.
Yeah.
We've won a couple invitationals. We've got a few boys that are doing great, and they'll be much better next year. We're young. We're losing a couple senior girls this year, but we're just reloading because of this program that we're running.
Yeah, Hanson Hills, just one of the great places to learn how to ski as a youngster, and it's great that the support flows to and from the ski teams here in the Grayling Middle School and High School.
Oh, for sure. Our HHRT, which Hanson Hills race team, they give us the hill on Sunday mornings. Sable Family Dental sponsors that. And that is a K through 8th grade thing, which feeds the middle school, which feeds the high school.
Right.
And like I said, it's just a great, great community. The hill is a ski racer's what am I looking for? The word, just a golden chance, because you can get 100 runs a day here in Grayling, where if you go train, let's say, at Boyne Mountain, you might get 15 runs in a race hill.
Right. So, again, Dave Burr and the Big Gator Painting is the primary mover and shaker of this. And if you haven't had Big Gator Wings, that's the just reason enough to come on March 5th.
Yeah, really. Come on out. I'll cook them all up, and we'll have a great time. It'll be great to see everybody, and thank you for your continued success.
We will put this recording up and run it a couple more times, and let's get the biggest conglomeration of folks out that we've ever had.
Right on. Go Vikings.
Go Vikings. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Sweet Peas Cupcakes and Muffins, available exclusively at Two River Deli.